It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Here are some of the things that happened this week in Olympia. A bill making it easier for violent criminals to get out of prison passed in the state Senate. The Democrat-backed legislation makes changes to the Clemency and Pardons Board and allows more prisoners to seek clemency. No Republicans voted for the measure. Two of them, Senators Linda Wilson and Jeff Holy, say it couldn't have come at a worse time.
We have murder at an all-time high right now. It's up 80% from 5 years ago. Rape is up 40% from 5 years ago.
This is the worst of times to offer something like this. We're in the middle of the mess we're in trying to reassemble the criminal justice system.
Nearly 200 murderers and hundreds of others sentenced to life without parole, including rapists and child molesters, could benefit over the next 5 years. Senator Judy Warnick says there's little comfort in the fact that victims would be allowed to participate in the clemency process.
Victims don't need to relive that experience every time someone petitions to be released. I was a victim, and I don't want to relive that experience.
The bill now heads to the House. A state senator is working to improve public safety in Washington. Three of Senator Mike Patton's bills are moving through the legislative process. One of the Spokane Valley Republicans' measures allows prosecutors to charge people with a felony for shoplifting at least $750 worth of merchandise with two or more accomplices.
Some of the retailers have been the victims of violent armed crime even. So we need to get a handle on this. I think this will help. We also need to reform some of the bills that passed last year that have resulted in an increase in crime.
Washington ranks second in the nation in theft per capita, with over $2.7 billion in goods stolen from retailers every year. Two other patent bills aim to reduce contamination in the state toxicology laboratory and require agencies that seize personal property during criminal investigations to keep certain records.
We need to know what is being seized.
Efforts to curb the governor's emergency powers are looking bleak, according to a state senator. Kimberly Wirtz has more.
Senator Jeff Wilson says public interest is immense, with thousands signing in to register their opinions on bills dealing with the governor's emergency powers.
That alone is a measurement of the level of interest. We need to listen.
But Wilson says it looks like the only measure still alive is a weak Democratic proposal that doesn't do much. Tougher Republican-sponsored measures appear dead.
My outlook on this, unfortunately, isn't very hopeful that we're going to get much of a chance to deal with this. My wishful thinking is somewhat diminishing whether we're going to be able to end this session with any emergency power reform.
Governor Inslee's COVID state of emergency is now more than 700 days old. I'm Kimberly Wirtz.
A bill in the state Senate would repeal the widely unpopular long-term care payroll tax and the entire Washington CARES Act. Senate Republican leader John Braun says the Democrats' move to delay the tax by 18 months doesn't go far enough.
It's a step in the right direction, but the right answer, the answer we should get to sooner or not later, is to repeal, rethink.
He says legislators should go back to the drawing board and work to create a bipartisan solution.
Get together, find a way to solve the problem that works for all of the state of Washington sustainably.
Braun says the current plan is expensive, the benefit is insufficient, and the tax is unpopular.
This way isn't going to work. The math doesn't work. The public has been very clear. Even at the current rate, they don't like this proposal.
His bill would make it go away. State Senate Republicans are offering a long-term plan to rescue the paid family and medical leave program without a rate hike. Senator Linda Wilson says the popular pro-family program is running out of money.
It wasn't until just recently that we found out that paid family medical leave was in basically dire straits.
It's possible the rates workers pay could go up this year and next. Wilson's bill would use 25% of the state's annual cannabis revenue to stabilize the program for at least another 6 years without a premium increase.
Many people are using it. First week that it was open, three times as many people applied for it than what they thought. So we're hoping that this bill will help fund this and keep this afloat.
Wilson says Republicans are offering a responsible long-term solution because they know that simply patching the hole won't help rebuild the public trust. How important is a second bridge over the Wenatchee River to the state senator who represents the area? Important enough to bring transportation leaders together to talk about it. Senator Brad Hawkins organized a meeting of some of the top players in transportation, including the heads of the Senate Transportation Committee, to discuss Confluence Parkway.
I was excited wanted to bring everybody together. We had a great discussion with both the chair and the ranking member of the Transportation Committee, and then also a variety of other staff, both to the caucuses and the committee itself.
The East Wenatchee Republican is himself a member of the Transportation Committee. Why was it important to do this now?
I sense that the state is getting increasingly closer to developing the next large-scale statewide transportation investment package, and I want my colleagues to know that the Confluence Parkway project, the second bridge across the Wenatchee River, is my number one transportation priority.
The $134 million Confluence Parkway project would help with the growing traffic challenges in North Wenatchee. Those are some of the things that happened this week in Olympia. Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC, on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus, and on Instagram at WasSenRepublicans. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.